And my schedule, what I'd like to do is to discuss Kuv Vav Amud Aleph today and Kuv Vav Beis on Sunday. Simple chalukah. Okay, that's a tentative schedule. We'll see what happens in time allotted. So Kuv Vav Amud Aleph, we already got a little bit of a head start in discussing what we discussed yesterday, which is really, technically speaking, part of today's Ma'amar Kamis officially. Now let us discuss the Siyata D'Shemaya, some very, very important inyanim, which are found here on Daf Kuv Vav Amud Aleph. The first thing I'm going to tell you is what I consider to be a Lum D'Shabart. We'll see if you like it. It answers a question which is a very, very difficult question. And you'll tell me if you think it's a proper answer. The Gemara has over here, Rabosai, on Kuv Vav Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan. Chalitza mutaz ksheira, get mut epasul. Chalitza musas psula, get musa kosher. Sounds like it's a riddle. The Bala Bryce is trying to make riddles over here. Right? It's like a contradiction. Here, one's one direction, one's the other direction. Interestingly, on the side it says, Amar Rava. Not a Bryce, according to on the gears of the shoulders, it's a member of Rava. Hechidani. Idi Amar Rotsani. Afilu chalitza nami. Why is a chalitza mu'usis psula? You say rotzani, it should be good. Vilo amar rotzani, get nami lo. If you didn't say rotzani, a get is also no good. That's the question. Hachikama. Chalitza mutas la'olam kosher. What chalitza mutas mean? We already learned yesterday. It's, he wrote a amnash tit masayim zuz, didn't give the money, kosher anyway. Quote Rav Moshe, mutas can mean other things as well. Thought she was sick, she was healthy, etc., etc. Balasmu, she was not. Forget mutter liolam posel. A get, what does get mutter mean? Zok Rashi. Rashi's very careful over here. Get mutter posel in eina makayemes tana. The word muta is exactly what we said before, mutas. The yefshel the gerai de shliach, shomer the shnayim kisvut nuget liyish the yarei liyichtu v'yitnu, hilkach dami tina v'gor v'mahani beit tino. Get muta means, Rabbi Osai, kontra Rashi, a get al tanai. It would be a kontra Rav Moshe. You give a get to your wife because you think she's a balas mum. Turns out it's a fake. She faked you out. She wants to get her. She has a boyfriend. So she makes believe she's limping. She's a mum. She went to the doctor. She got a doctor's note that she's paralyzed for life. Gives her a get. Oh, the next day, she's dancing around at a wedding with a new husband. The next day, she has to wait 3 months. Okay, but she's, she duped him. Whatever it is over there, that's not what they're discussing, according to Shitas Rashi. I want to tell you, the get mutter became a problem, Rabosai, today in the modern world, where there are certain rabbonim who are trying to pasul get based upon a Chubas Marami Lublin. The Maram Lublin's case was somebody was, it looked like he was about to die, and they were afraid of the brother, who was the no good nick, with the problem he wouldn't give chalitza. So they convinced the guy to give a get. He said, okay, I'll give a get out tonight. Well, that's the classical Gemara's get. You've learned the Gemara's. If I die, it should be a get. If I won't die, we don't do get out tonight anymore, they told him, which is true. Give a complete get. Promise you, if you recover, she'll be willing to remarry you. So, you have the get. He recovered, and she refused to marry him. She double-crossed him. So the Maharami Lublin said the get is no good. Given our tumul should be tumuls. Even though he wrote the get without, but I have no conditions, and I'm about to blow my doors. Maharami Lublin passing it's no good. Rov Gedolei Hador passing it is good. These are names. These are iconic names. The Marsho passing it's good. Bach Paskin, it's good. This is the famous Get Me Vina. It was a tumult. They went to the Yerid. That's where all the Chachmi Chzor got together. It was a tumult, Shabbat tumults. But the Maram had one unbelievable ally. This has happened in the story happened, if I'm not mistaken, it could be exactly 400 years ago. I remember the dates in my head, approximately. Look it up, Get Me Vina. And the Levush, who was a Zokin V'Yoshin B'Yeshiva, he came down to the Maram side. And the story is told that the Levush was mamash on his deathbed, and the last thing he did was to write a tshuva that this get is no good. We have the date of his tshuva when he wrote it. I think his patir was 2 or 3 days later. Ad kedei kach. So the Chachmei Yisrael were really embattled over here, and Rov Poskim, despite the Levush and the Maram, think, no, the get was given, and whatever was done later was a subsequent double cross. That's not a toast. A toast has to be in past tense. It's future tense. Can't be called a toast. Today, they have all these cases. The guy gives a get. And then the woman goes to secular court. Oh, get the toast. I've been better about these kinds of cases. And they start to be ma'ara on the get. Chalila. We think these cases kind of get is a get kosh. But just mentioned in passing, since we discussed this case of get muta posel, and Rashi gives the example of it tonight. Without it tonight, Rashi has no other case. Again, I'm willing to concede the case where she faked out an injury, and that you can argue. But that's a past tense, as opposed to future tense, which is very hard to imagine why should we puzzle, we should get batos. Okay, just as an aside. Right, take a guy. Let's go. Again. Chalitza, Meusis, Veget, Meusa, both of those. Zimdin kosher, Vezimdin puzzle. Whoa, that's not what it said in the original Brisa, or Member of Rav. What did it say originally? Chalitza Musis Psula, get Musa Kosher. Now we're modifying that. When it comes to Musa, which is forced, even by get and by Chalitza, depends on the case. What's it depend upon? Hod Amarotzani, Hod Lo Amarotzani. Detanya Yakarosa, Malamet Shakofanosa, Yochel Bal Karcho Tamalam Lertzonim. Hokaitzat, famous Gemara, Kofanosa Chemarotzani. End of this part of the sukkah. Shine. Agamar. Rashi v'chein b'gitei noshim. Kol fanoso ad sheyomer rotzani. I'm not sure what Rashi added. According to our text, this is word for word in the Gemara. Maybe it's a somewhat different girsa. Okay, fine. Any questions so far? So we learned the shtickle Gemara together. Baruch Hashem, a piece of Gemara. It's interesting, and I don't know if you saw these Maramakomas yet, but I'll start from something which is not official in the Maramakomas, but it's the source of everything, which is the Rashba, back on that Flamites. Well, what was in the Maramakomas, the last Maramakomas, was a Tosus, Lamites and Beis, who argued with Rashi. Just to refresh your memories, I'm mostly quickly turn to Lamites and Beis. This is again Chazara from yesterday. There we saw the Tab Tosus. But Tosfos argues with Rashi. Rashi seems to say if a person wants to do Yibum, we can force him to do Chalitza. We'll see the Rashi first. Rashi says, V'lo, if we can't trick him, Masayim Zuz, Kafina Lei V'cholitz. Basically, Mod Avdalit. Minayel Yivam Eshenof Lei Mukashchin, Shein Chos Menosa, etc. Not Mukashchin Davka, Kol amas lo shetitan l'dvareh. Monk Suba Zayin Zayin that he says. Fine, he gets merit. The ganze mice. This is Shitas Rashi. And Tosfos disagrees completely with Rashi and says, no, you don't force somebody unless he's a mukashchin. Mukashchin davka. Right? Mukashchin, you would force him by a husband also. So you force the yavim too. But no more than that. That's Shitas Tosfos on Lama Testament raised on top. Fine. Comes the Rashba. And the Rashi says as follows. V'lui sheyotza mipi kodosh. If we're not for what Rashi said, hayunirim lila hepech. I would say the opposite of Rashi. That you can, mamish the opposite. Rashi said you can force someone to do chalitza. I would say the reverse. How do you know? Our Gemara. Kufaf, what does it say in our Gemara? Chalitza meusas psula, get meusa kosher. Ubevadai, says the Halakha Rashba, Chalitza meusas min adin, are they chachmei Yisrael, ka'omar, dumya de get meusa. The two are comparable. The ilo, if it's not done to a bezdin, get nami, ishalo kedin, eno get, kedisos and begit. So the get Musa, if it's not done, I'll be a bezdim. It's for sure no good. A mishta pechesim et bezdim gittin. So it must be done apichach mi Yisrael. So chalitz is also done apichach mi Yisrael. Af al pikein, the Gemara says mefurish, or the Brisa, called the version of Tanur Rabbanan, that what? Get Meusa is kosher, chalitza Meusa is posel. So for lehepech, not that when it comes to chalitza you can force a guy even beyond mukashchin. When it comes to chalitza according to the Rashba, you can't force a guy even if he is a mukashchin. Even if he is a mukashchin. Who cares if he's a mukashchin? Mukashchin just tells you, you don't force her to go through with the Yibum. But to force him to give her a chalitza, even if he's a mukashchin, who said? Lo shamanu. Lo shamanu. Backwards. Can you hear what's going on in Machlokas Rashi and Rashi? According to Rashi, we expand. When it comes to Gittin, only a mukashchin is forced to divorce his wife. And it comes to Yavam, even beyond any Amasla. According to the Rashba, even a Mukashchin, you can't force him to give Chalitza. If you assume he wants to Yibam. It's all based on Al Gemara. But Rabbo said, what's the big problem with this Rashba? I repeat the words one more time. You look in the Gemara Kuvav. I'm reading you the Rashba. You tell me what the problem is over here. His Rashba from Al Gemara. Chalitza, look carefully. Chalitza Meuseh Psula, get Meuseh Kosher. That's his raya. What's wrong with the raya? No, I didn't flip. Again, Chalitza Meuseh Psula, get Meuseh Kosher. Achor the raya Barura. What's wrong with the raya? Come on, guys. What's wrong with the Rashba's raya? All we have to do is know the Gemara. You know right away this raya is a mamish no raya at all. Why is it no raya? Okay, Rabbi Sai, people are not exactly on top of the game today. Maybe they're busy with the electioneering. Okay, people came a little late to Bis Medrash. They were giving food. Okay, whatever. To compete with food is very hard for the Gemara. Yeah, for the Rebbe. Rabbi Sai. So what's pshat? Rabbi Osai, he quoted the first line in the Gemara. The Gemara modified this Braisa or Memra. What did the Gemara say at the end? Come on, guys, you're here for sleep. Yeah. The Gemara rejects that line, Kipshuto. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Chalitza Musa, Zviget Musa, Zimnin Kosher, Zimnin Pulse, depending on what they wrote. What's the Rashi bringing to write from the line, which is really in effect, I don't want to use the word rejected. Modified a little beyond description. Okay, he's bringing a raya from the raw from the first law. What's going on over here? Pilei ployim. The ritva that I asked, did ask you to see. I don't know if you've seen it yet on the Makaris. If you haven't seen it yet, you can look it up after the shiur. There's nothing wrong with that. It's mutter to do. The ritva is found on Aflam and Tesamid Beis on that sugya. I took out a small piece of a long ritva. Don't want to see it in this particular print. It's found on page Kuf Lamed Hey and Vav in the beautiful new Ritvas. He quotes as follows: Gam Bazeh means Mukashchin Yesh Omrim Den Kofin. Who's that? That's the Rashba. This is in the footnote. That's a Rashba. And he explains why does the Ritva Ki Heich Kofin Lachlots Vakosuv Tola Bo Beferish. What does that mean? Hakosav Tola Bo Beferish. What does that mean? Depends on what he wants, right? Lo Chafat Filakakta. It's up to him. That's what he means. Kosav Tola Beferish. So it means up to him. If he wants this, he wants that, he wants this. You can't force him. You're worse off when it comes to a get. I Mukashchin. All it means is you don't force her to go with him. But you don't force him to divorce her less than by a baal. Well, you would force the mukashchin to divorce her. Yesh mevi'en raya lezeh to this shita, because al gemar kuvav amaralf. So the ritva ve'ein raya zu klum kidemuchach behedje bepek mitzvah chalitza. Don't even bother telling you why. The footnote tells you very well why. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. He quotes it. Footnote 464, I asked you to see it. The Rav Sugya asked the Kasha, and the mother will answer. It depends. Are you right? Chalitza and Gedar are exactly the same. Depends upon Rotsini and not Rotsini. This is the Ritvus Kasha. He doesn't even spell out. Who else has the Kasha? The Pnei Yeshua, the Yashvish Yaakov, the Orochan there, Yeshua's Yaakov, all four, Hinichu B'Tzorachir. The Heilige Rashi was a Tzorachir. But how can we sleep at night when the Heilige Rashi was a Tzorachir? The Ritva and four Gedolei Achronim say it's against the Gemara. Nosati Alibi to try to defend the Heilige Rashi. It's a very, very difficult assignment. It's against the Mefurash Gemara. So I thought of the following Mahalach, Rabbi Osai. The following Mahalach. My Mahalach is based on two words. And the two words are, what are they? Want to give a suggestion? Rotsani. Those are the two words, Rotsani. Now on a simple level, Rotsani. Rotsani doesn't mean anything. On a simple level, all it means is, if Bezin decides it's a case when you force a divorce, they'll force, then it's good. And if Bezin does not decide to force, then they can't force, and then it's if someone else forces, it's no good. That's a simple pshat. So therefore, get and chalitza are identical. If the Bezin forced it and he said Rotsani, then it's good. And if Bezin didn't force it, or even if Bezin forced it and didn't say Rotsani, then it's no good. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. However, I asked you to see a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Rabbi Osai, with the Raivid, with the Magad Mishnah. If you haven't gotten there yet, we'll get to it right now. Perek Dalet and Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes an amazing din. Ein isha miskadesh ala midiritzona. Ha mekadesh isha bal korcho, ena mekudeshes. Abel ish, she'ansu ad shekidesh bal korcho, put a gun to his head. Say to this woman, Ariat mekudeshes li, betabaz mosh v'yisrael, and he did it. Harezu mekudeshes, says the Ravid, Vuhu sheyom arotzani. Kfiyah works. We have to say rotzani. Says the Magad Mishnah, who said, this is like a mocher ba'ones, shemecher kayim, Raman perek yud and hichos mechir alocha aleph, v'koshken kan shukone, afapishu ba'ones shekinyanu kinyan, the Magad Mishnah is in effect saying that there's no need to say Rotsani, not by Kiddushin, not by Mechira. So the obvious question is, Rebbeinu Shalalem, when it comes to get, you must say Rotsani. Everyone knows you say Rotsani. That's a Mefurash Din in the Gemara. We just saw it. The Rambam himself quotes it. This is a famous Rambam in Perek Beis in the Hilchos Gerushin. Halacha Chof. Makan also Hashem Rotsani. How can it be? Famous Rambam says Hashem Musa Shvus. The answer is Mishatok for Yitzro Hara Levat Lemitzis Olasas Avera Vuhukat She Osa Dor Shechayav Lasoso. Ein Zah Onas Mimenu Elu Onas Asmo Vedata Waro. So this guy doesn't want to give a get. But since he basically wants to be a Yisrael, he wants to be a good Jew, wrote to Lassus Kol HaMitzvahs, Yitzro talk, he wants money, he wants spite, v'keim et shuhuka et shatosh et Yitzro amarotani, kvar girish ritzono. What an amazing Rambam. They took away the outer peel and revealed the inner pintaliyi that wants to do the right thing. But he said rotani. Nu, by Kiddushin, by Mechira, doesn't apply. By Korban it applies. Korban, the same thing. Korban and get require a very high level of ratzon. Liritzono. The pasuk says beferesh vayikra, liritzono. And the get also, the highest level, Rabbi Osai. According to the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin, many things that you require, 10 things that you require when it comes to, this is the very first halacha, right? What are one of the things that is required? Many, many things. Right, so over here, that you have to, the boss to give the get. The first one, Shliyigareish Ish Elamiritzah Pirtzono, first of 10. Rabbi say, that's special din by get? Everything is Ritzono. Kiddushin is Ritzono, Mechirin is Ritzono. What's going on over here? So the Mefarshim explain, no, Gerushin requires a super high level of Ritzon. We spoke about Das Tava Shabierim when it came to Kiddushin v'Gerushin, as Reb Chaim put it in Hilchos Yibum. We spoke about that earlier this week. Now when it comes to Gerushin, it's a possibility you require even a higher level. Ritzon is even a higher level by Gerushin than required by Kiddushin. Yeah. Bekitzur nimritz, Rabosai. If you don't say rotzani when it comes to a get, because it needs such a high, high level of das, the ritzonos is a pasuk, you have, it's no good. If they whip him and he gives the get, without saying the word rotzani beferish, it's no good. By kiddushin, it's good. By mechira, it's good. I ask you a shayla, Rabosai. Why in heaven's name, by chalitza, is the word rotzani required? As our Gemara said. That's my mahalach here. I'm asking a kasha against this Torah, which is based on the Magen Mishnah. Only get and carbon require rotzani, not kiddushin and mechira. Rebbeinu shel olam, chalitza, as Reb Chaim said, requires even less das than mechira and kiddushin. Reb Chaim, we read it this week. Come on, it happens with Mele, the Torah makes it happen. We need this little kavana. So why in the world should you have to say rotzani? That's my kash. Hold it's a meridik kash. The Rashi asked this kash. I mean, you understand what I'm drum changing. He never asked this kash in print. This is what's animating the Rashi. Okay? Let me explain. So therefore, our Gemara, kan be'omar rotzani, kan be'omar lo rotzani, means as follows. From the perspective of Gemirus Das, you don't need Rotzani. If you don't need it by Kiddushin, you don't need it by Mechira, Kavachom, you shouldn't need it by Chalitza. So why in the world does it say in the Gemara you require Rotzani? Why? If not, it's Psula, says the Gemara. Must be, Rabosai, that is a special Din Miyuchad when it comes to Chalitza. When it comes to chalitza, Rabosai, heich kofen lachlots v'akosuv tola bo beferish. I assume it means based on the pasuk lo chafatzi lekachta. Whatever he says goes. Depends on his chafas and his raton. So I understood this ritva. This is the ritva presumably quoted from the Rashi. Rashi didn't say it's so beferish either. What pasuk he meant? Kainirali. And therefore, Rabosai. If Rabosai, he doesn't want, he can't force him, even Mukashin. Unless you say Rotzani. Either Rashba says you don't force Mukashin either. Well, it all depends on the circumstances, Rabosai. If you take a look over here, back in Masechta Yevamos, Lamed Testament Beis, this is also in today's Maramakomus. Lamed Tes Amid Beis, please turn. I asked you to start a little bit higher up on the Amid to show you this Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanan, Lo Rotzu Chos Metzal Agadol. The oldest son has the primary responsibility to do Yib Mechlitzim. Ma'alav Lo Rotzu Liyab Melo Lachlotz, V'chatoni Chos Metzal Agadol, Shmai Menach Chalitzas Agadol Adifa. Lo Rotzu Lo Lachlotz, V'lo Liyabim. Since mitzvah, the lady they rhyme out, kaifinon, even the Rashba who says that you don't force, it's less than a get, can't argue with a Gemara, you force, here's the answer. The guys are intransigent. I won't do yibuchalitza. We'll force them to do one or the other. Force. That's a mafurish din mishnah, a mafurish gemara. But if the guy wants yibum and she wants chalitza, says the Rashba, well, you can't force him. It depends on what he wants. A kasa tlom of a kasa beferish. Lo chafatzi the kachdi. You can't make me do yibum. I want chalitza, and if I want yibum, you can't make me force me to do chalitza either. That's how we presume he derives it from one from the other. This is Shita's Rashba. Can't force him. Even if you can force a husband, if he's a mukashchin, you can't force a yava. So Mamela Rabosai, if he doesn't want to do either of them, he can't hide behind Lotola Kostav El Beritzono. He doesn't want anything, so you got to force him. But if he expresses a desire to Yibum, you can't force him with a whip into Chalitza. Impossible. So the question becomes, Rabosai, well, he forced him. Very nice. But why did he say, why must he say Rotsani? Should be able to force him without saying Rotsani. In this kind of a case, we haven't described Lamatessa Midbase. The answer is no. He must say Rotsani because it all depends on what he wants. As we saw the Lashon of the Ritva one more time. Eich kofin lachlatz v'kosav tola bo beferish. So therefore that leads to two results. One is, if he wants Yibum, we cannot force a Chalitza. That's the context over here. Number two, if he wants neither, and we do force him, Kuvavim and Aleph, Lama Testament Beis, he must utter the words Rotsani, which you do not require by Kiddushin and by Mechira. Why? Because Akosuv Tola Biritzono. So he has to get those words out, even though he said nothing. I don't want Yimor Chalitza. But we're not going to say, like by Mechira Kiddushin, just force him until he's Arat Mekudesh asleep, or force him, Harayat Nimocha Lechos HaSada. You have to say, in addition, you have to say those magic words, Rotsani. So you see, this is a brand new din. From the fact that a new din of Rotsani is evidenced by the requirement to say those magic words in the case where he wants neither Yibum nor Chalitza, we force him. Kamash Malon Rabosai, in the case where he wants Yibum, we cannot force him to Chalitza altogether. Against Rashi. That's my lom de shavart, which I think will satisfy the at least a possible answer. Otherwise, the Rashba is such a pellet that the Ritva and four achronim and the hinichah b'tzarachin. So I think my answer, given the difficulty of the question, is something which we can consider to be a possible answer. Fine. Ad kan rabosai, part one of today's shiur. Now we start part two. There are only two parts, and then we have to try to talk about other inyanim. So last Thursday of the regular Zman. But now part two, you have to hold on here. It's a few lines of Gemara. Says the Holy Gemara, Omarav Schora, Omarav Huna, Cholzin afalpi she'ein makirin, Mimayin afalpi she'ein makirin, Lefichach, Ein kosin get chalitza, Ela im kein makirin, Ven kosin get miyun, Ela im kein makirin, the Chayshina and the Bezdin Toan. Stop. This is what the post can call Rav Schora Shita. It's really Rava, Omer Rav Schora, Omer Rav Huna. Okay, but that's if you look at the Svar, that's what they refer to. Rashi. Chol Tafishe Makirin. Yavam V'yavama, Shabo Lefaneinu Lachos. Einana Makirin Bo Shehu Yavama. Niskaka Lem Bezdin, V'cholzen. You do it on the fly, even though you're not even sure who the people are. Lefichach, so Rashi. Howel v'niskokin lehem afapi shein makirin osa. Ein kos v'get chalitza, Rashi. Eidem aroim b'tchilo v'chalitza v'miyun. Ein kos v'nostin lo lios b'yodo l'schus, means for a raya. Elem kein makirin shein yovim v'yavama. V'hashta di ein kos v'nelem kein makirin. Right, now that we don't write elem kein makirin, Inami lav yevamahu lo nafik churva minei. We know disaster. Why? The kol kama the less lo get chalitza lo nasvila. No one's going to marry without a get chalitza. And we're not the edim are not permitted to write the get chalitza unless they know for a fact that they are a brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Because the bezin did it on the fly. They didn't have a chance to clarify who they were. What's mean chay shinon le bezin toan zok Rashi im kosvu lo edim. Quote. Ra'inu shecholzah b'foneinu miploni. that this person got chalitza from this man. Vafilu lo kosvu bo. Rabbo said, this is a very long word. Who can pronounce this word? Ever see the word in Rashi? How many letters does it have? Who can count the letters in this next word? How many letters? While you're counting letters, I'll read the word. V'ishtemo de'inu. No? How many?
12
letters? 13? You hardly find words that long in the Hebrew language. V'ishtemo, where's that word found? Tess, look at the Gemara, it tells you to find it. Lama Testament base. That was on the Mamakomas. Ishtemo de'inu means we know, we recognize that he is the other. He's the brother-in-law. They didn't write that because they don't know it. We're afraid. Chayshin and Shemet Tare gets a lebezin acher. The Yismocha Wallah. V'lo yivduku imploni zeh akosav beget zeh yivamahu imlav. V'yasiyu osa. They'll marry her off. V'yutoen v'alocha. Shein yodin shechol tzinimimimad nachapi shein makirin. They won't know. In reality, what happened? The Bezdin did a chalitza on the fly without knowing that the people were brother-in-law and sister-in-law. The Edom purposely left out Ishtemo Dinu because they didn't know who they were either. And this klutzy Bezdin is going to make a mistake. They'll think, and Cholt Nelkei Makirin Mikir Adin, and they'll come to their erroneous conclusion and let this woman marry. Meanwhile, it's all a bluff. What you do? What you do, this gal? This gal lost her husband, her brother-in-law is obstinate, recalcitrant. What you do? Exactly. She hired some guy, gave him $100. You come here and make believe you're my brother-in-law. And the best is none the wiser. When a rush to leave, we'll catch you to the next plane. 2 a.m. right that they give her a piece of paper. They don't say they recognize because they didn't recognize. And then she'll find a bezin of Amaratzim, don't know any better. And they'll say, oh, look, she's chalutza, let her get married. A fast one over here. Okay, Rabbi said, as I stated in the Gemara, this is Rav Schora's opinion. The Rava di Deomer, Rava himself said, no, the opposite. En cholzen elim kein makirin. According to Rashi Shita, that means me'ikir adin. You cannot do a chalitza unless you know who he is, who she is, and the relationship between them. Imamah, lefichach, kos v'get chalitza, af al pi she'ein makirin Rashi. Lefichach hol v'ein cholza v'ken makirin, kos v'get chalitza, edim shero she'cholza, yichol lichtov lo, af al pi she'ein makirin, the edim themselves. V'lo chashinan shemit to bezdin balochazu, lo macholzin, af al pi she'ein makirin. The first bezin. Not afraid it's going to happen. The problem of the Rashi is, Rabosai, the first day of Chayshin the bezin, which bezin, the first or the second? Rabosai. The expression Chayshin the bezin to is on the last narrow line, and it's the last 4 words in the Yom. What does that reference? In the last narrow line, the first day of the first Lashon Rav Schora, it has reference to the second bezin. The last words on the daf has reference to the what? To the are you awake? To the first bezdin. That's not so. It's not so nicha. That's Tosis kash. Tosis kash. The kosher. The bottom Tosis. The ain perish bezdin toan shavah. The chashin le bezdin toan. The rav schora. Hain the bezdin achron. The chashin le bezdin toan. The rava. Hain the bezdin rishin. They don't like it so much. Okay, not so terrible. What's the other kasha? Od kasha l'ri, baba basu kuflam et chesem et veis. Om rav dimi hilchos alo chashin lebezen toan. Ma'ashim bid the rava. The yom rava, ein chol tzim nalim kem akirin. The chashinon lebezen toan. Woo, woo! Ama bid the rava gaisina chol shin lebezen toan. And our gear said the last line of the page is according to rava lo chashin lebezen toan. What did Tosfos do? Flip the whole girsa backwards. Look, near the middle, the girsa says, Svarim Yishonim. Everything's mamish backwards. The guy said, but the Rav Schora, lo chayshina. Uvid the Rava, chayshina. What's pshat? Let's look together. Hachay Berusha. Lo chayshina lebezin toin. according to Rav Schora. What does that mean? Shema Yitu Bezdin Achron. We're not afraid that Bezdin Achron is going to make a mistake. Lahasiya Ayadei Chalitza She'idu B'Chalitza V'lo B'Hekeira. They're going to write a piece of paper. It's not going to say Vishtemodinum. And Bez is going to make a mistake and think that they knew who he was? No. The Kule Hailo Chashinon Eliyag Ziraleim Im Hikiru or Hikirum Bez and Arishan. It's a glaring omission. The 13 letter word, everyone breaks his teeth over and the paper is not there. So the Bez and Akron is not going to make a mistake. And therefore, since the Bez and Akron is not going to make any mistakes, Chota Bishem Akirin. No problem. And therefore, they're not going to write against Chalitza unless Makirin. And, fine. So we're not afraid of Bezin. Again, according to this Girsa, Lo Chashinu LeBezin Toin, that they'll think what? They'll think that there was a Akor when there wasn't. Fine. For Rava Savar, then Cholson came Makirin, as we have in our sugya, it's Rav Shita in the first wide line. Why? Shema, not Mikiridin, only a favor of a toast. Shema Yitu Bezana Achron, La Siai de Aden, Vyomu Shalom Osukiim Bahakara. The Bezana Achron will think they did it Bahakara. Meiridik. This is, I see the Tamino a little bit fuzzy over here, hazy. Yeah, maybe you're not properly prepared, okay? You have to spend more time in this medrash. But in any event, if you look carefully, you'll see that according to Rashi, the Ein Chotz Al Mekem Akirin is Me'ikir Adin, according to Rava, and they have a separate dispute about what Bezin is going to be towing at. And according to Tosa Shita, no. The whole reason Ein Chotz Al Mekem Akirin is precisely because of a Bezin towing. I'm leaving it at that. Picture of Rabbi Yehuda B'Tanya B'Tosefta, Perikid Beis, Cholzen Le'isha, Afalpi She'ein Makirinosa, Tikshel Rabbi Mishmei Denav She'ei, Rabbeinu Shalelem, Rabbi's against enough in the Tosefta. V'tiritz, the Tosefta Mari D'Oraisa, Amaroi D'Hocha Airi D'Rabona. The Tosefta on the level of D'Oraisa, and Rabbi's talking on the level of the Rabbona. Let's take a look at the Tosefta, see if you can find the words. Keep one hand here in the Gemara, and please turn to the Tosefta prop. Perigud base. Perigud base. Halacha Yud Aleph, page Lamed Beis in our print. Cholz on the Isha Fishen Makirinos. Mimanin Leisha Avapish and Makirinos. Rabbo say, what's wrong with this picture called the Tosis? What did Tosis answer? The entire Tosefta is talking on the level of Doraisa. What's wrong with this picture? The whole mean is the Rabbanon, the Karanoris discussion. The whole mean is in Gansan the Rabbanon. How can you say that this Tosefta is talking about on the level of Doraisa? How is that possible? How is it possible? How can it be? More than that, the lush of the Tosefta is Cholzen. What does Cholzen usually mean? Rabosai. Lechatchila. That's kosher level of the rice. So some say, well, b'shas atchak, we allow it. We'll get to it a little bit later on. Okay. Fine. This is a big problem. I had a bigger problem. I must say, the biggest problem that I had in this sugya was a problem which I was thinking about for days till I finally found that the Chazon Ish answered my question. Finally found. And that is, what in the world is our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara talks about Kosvin Get Chalitza. And our Gemara, look at Rashi. A few times Rashi says, who writes this Get Chalitza? Edim Haroim B'Chalitza. They don't write a document for her that she should have a proof that she can get married. Rabbi says something should bother you. anyone's learned any Gemara, maybe Gemara earlier in Yevamos, maybe you learned it in Gittin, maybe you learned it in Ksubis. What'd you say?
They don't write it.
What do you mean by that?
The Edom don't
know the Edom? Edom not supposed to write. What are they supposed to do, Edom?
Sign it. Watch it. Happen.
Take a look at our Bosai. Yevamos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Just before the Mishnah. The lines just before the Mishnah. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Rachmona Omar Mipiem Velo Mipiksavam. World famous Gemara. Mipiem Velo Mipiksavam. Found here in Yevamos. It's found in one place in Gittin Aleph. Here's the main piece of the good. This is where it is. Mi pm velo mi piksavam. If Edom writes something, it's no good. Edom have to testify in Bezdin. They can't just write. You just can't write something into Bezdin, send in an affidavit. We don't accept it.
Or can it be made on afterwards?
That's the question. Can you rely on your own ksav? I'm not going into all the details now, simply for the lack of time. But for FYI, for your information, the major discussion in the Rishonim, the major discussion in Shas of the Rishonim on about this complicated sugya, guess what? It's right over here. It's right over here in Yevamos. There's a Balamor. The Balamor says, how is it possible that a person can write a ksav yad? So Balmor says famously, "Bipiksavim u'shepasle edusa, avam bipiksavo lo." If I myself sign something, that it works. I myself sign, bipiksavam would not work. The Rambam writes famously, "All shtaras are the rabbanan." What? Never heard of a get shtak yedusha. So Reb Chaim explains this to the Nesivis before him. No, he means shtarei raya. All shtarei raya b'derabbanan. All shtarei raya, according to the Rambam, are all b'derabbanan. What do others say? No. If the shtar is written, here's the most famous line, which again is implicit over here in the Rishonim in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The shtar is written what we call Midas HaMischayev. Midas HaMischayev means the one who is losing out on it authorized it to be written. It's the equivalent of Ksav Yado. The Machloikas only is, cannot work with respect to a Kenyan, such as a shtar Mechira, since I authorize it, it's valid. Or no. No. Take a look here in the Shilta Giborim next to the last line of Pesach of Gimel in our print. Quotes the Rambam, Gimel and Eidus Halacha Dalet. Din Torah ein Mekablin Eidus al Mipi Eidim. Shenemar al Pi Shnayim Eidim Mipiem velo Mipi Ksavim. Midivrei Sofrim Shechos Midinim Omnes Afa Pi Shein Eidim Kayomim Mishlotin Odelis Bifnei Lovin. Can you imagine that? I either would get in the Kiddushin. Nor did the Sivas Reb Chaim say. That's also Shtari Kenyan. But a Shtar Raya won't work. It won't work. Doesn't work. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what's Agamar talking about? Two Edom are writing down a piece of paper that this person had a chalitza. It's mamash a Shtar Raya. It's not worth the paper it's written on. I was looking high and low and low and high for some of this discussion. I finally said, you know, this. I know the Chazanish. He's going to ask this question. Thank God, a good maftechus. Bingo. I found on this Rashi, he asked the Kasha. I read his language. He's irate. Irate, the Chazanish. He says, you can't believe this. It's impossible. Kuf, Simon Kuf Aleph. Sifkot Yudalit. Milosh is a mashma shebez edem kosvin below bezin. Not only that. It's in the Gemara. It's also in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is even more mafurish in the Gemara based upon what comes before And he, the Chazon Ish, is just beside himself. How is it possible? It's a shtar is what he calls posel midaraisa. It's posel midaraisa. It's mipiyam v'lo mipiksovam. How can it be? Take a look, Rabbosai. In Ein Mishpat HaMoleh, page Mem Gimel, it's the last sif before the Seder Chalitza begins. The last sif. It's called Sif Nun Vav. Look what it says. Right, look, please, look inside with me. Page Mem Gimel and Mishpat HaMoleh. Column 1, halfway down, Sif Nun Vav. Li'acha Shecholza Kos V'lo Bezdin Shecholza B'fneim Get Chalitza. Okay, that's good. Bezdin can write a Maisa Bezdin. There's no problem if he picks up. That's especially the Bezdin. Vimlok Savula. Bezdin didn't write a document for whatever reason. Kol Shnayim Sharo Achalitza Yecholim Lekosvo Avapi Shein Makirim Lo Yavim Lo Yavama Shein Bezdin Lo Cholsa Bifneim and Lo Yomakirim, etc. What are you talking? How can they write it? It's Mipim Lo Mipik Savim Rebbeinu Shalolam. How can it be? So the Chazon Ish says a pshat which is so not Pashut pshat that if anyone else said it, they'd say, come on, you're putting me on. Look what he writes.
I just came from my teacher. Can I put this available?
Of course. Let's read the words of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is as follows. Hakavana must be. Right? Yev Shalom came. The Varechoshim Piksavam. Akocha Hakavana Sheyavo Lebezin Vyaidu. When it says that they're going to write it, it means they're going to come and say it. How could that be? It says they're going to write it, so that means they're going to say it. If I said that, they'd throw me out of the room. Then he found the Nebuka Yosef, Baba Basri. How can you say Pshat in him that way? He writes, as he quotes the Lush, Kosvim Anachnu Eden. Shera'inu lezu shecholta lebefnei bezdin. Ukshetavo hi lebezdin acher. Kos will not get. So the bezdin, the second bezdin will write a get based on what the first Adam wrote. L'chor ha-mashmer da Adam kos will l'raya lefnei bezdin acherim. Zet teimo, hechi matzino Adam b'ksav. Nipiksavam, Rebbeinu shel Olam. Quotes a Mishnah in Baba Metzia Dav Chof, Shtar Chalitza is a Maisa Bezdin. It must be a tall soul for the Nebuka Yosef. Can I tell you? This doesn't... Oh, Kosu means Omer. And here's a tall soul for. Come on. Look what he writes at the end. Ubepischei Tshuva. Who brought a Shulchan Aruch today? Open up your Shulchan Aruch. Ubepischei Tshuva. Simen Kuf Mem Beis. Sivkot and Zayin, which I don't have in front of me because my fancy Shulchan Aruch starts at Kuf Nunhe. I don't trust you to read it. The Be'emes Eidim Kosvin Shtachalitza. How? Takoras Chachamimi. And he quotes the Pischei Tshuva verbatim. If you can find it quickly in Kuf Mem Bey Sivkot and Zayin, you'll show it to me. Zelashono. The Shani Chalitza. The Eina Yechola Levara Shecholza Kiyim Be'edim Ulekach Tiknu Chachme Hashas Sheyitnu Lo Shtar Leraya Uchid De Amrinon Atkin Rab Yudah Begita De Chalitza V'lochein Din Shtar Yeshlo. Where'd that Loshen come from? Atkin Rab Yehudah. You haven't seen the Ma'amah Kamas yet. The Gemara Lamed Testament Beis. The same place. They give you the whole text. Rabosai. Take a look. It's about 10 narrow lines up. On Lamed Testament base. Mida Adkin Rav Yehuda Begita de Chalitza. It's a Takonas Chazal. It's no good with the rice with Pik Savam. Chazal Matakana. He gives you all the whole text. What's the text? Eich Plonis Bas Ploni Yakovas Yas Ploni Yavama Kadmano de Vedina. Vi Ishtemo Dino. We know. The Akua de Misna Me Abaniu. We know he's a brother from the father. Brothers from the father. Same father. V'yamrila, and he goes to the whole thing in Aramaic. Itzavas yavim yavim. V'ylo yitla l'raglacha. The yamana. If you want to be yavim, yes. Otherwise, stick out your right foot. V'yitla l'raglacha the yamana. V'shara sinei me'al raglo. She took a shoe off his foot. V'yarka span poe. She spit in front of him. Ruka de Meschaz le Bedina al Aron. The saliva is visible to the bezin on the ground. We'll see next Sunday what that means. That is the text. Okay? So you see, it's Takonis Chachamim. Says the Chazanish, can't be. Lo yadati lefarsho. What do you mean you can't? There's no alternative. Hello, yecholem or edim lahod ubezin yichtavu. They should go to bezin. Bezin right on my son bezin. Viod. Hello, tzarech edus minat Torah. V'chol shtara sin minat Torah. Eicha kilu chachamim laval divrei Torah mekum vasei? How can it be? I don't know, but that's Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, like the Pesachet Shuvah said. So, I'm not saying it was right or it was wrong, but I did find my kasha with an elaborate discussion about it in the Halakha Sefer Chazanish. Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Katan Yudal. Okay? Fine, Abbasim. I want to show you a few words in the Nemuke Yosef. Please turn. Also on the Ma'amah comes. Nemuke Yosef. On this figure. Bikitsur, we have no time to read everything. A little bit. In our beautiful new version of the the Oz Bahadur Gemaras, whatever is in Rashi is bolded. So if you already saw the Rashi, you can just skip to the non-bolded, which we're going to do. Page Kuf Aleph, first narrow line on the left. The Svurim, they're going to make a mistake. What's the mistake? Shelo yiyu ha'edim gomrim esadava lichtov laget. Means get chalitza. Elam kana yomakirin. The bishlam be'edus she'idu al peh. Shero osa shechotzo miyana. Lo yitu bezin achra. Ki meida yadi shebezin rishon chotzo l'mamana b'lo akara. And they'll grill them. Avok shero and biyada get chalitza. It's the mefurish. This is black and white against the chazanish. How can you make a terror sofa over here? It's black and white. Meimar amri. Shelo you edim gomer mesadav alasos get il mole shekiru. They'll say the edim wouldn't have written it, wouldn't have committed it to writing had they not known the identity of the brother-in-law and the sister-in-law. Wow. Okay. Again, for time constraints, we're going to skip to the next paragraph. Hilchos hakirava tome in chotz nalkem akiru. Kosher. The Hacha Kamarava then Choshim the Bezin Toin. That's Rashi's Girsa. And Yesh Nochlin Chayshin the Bezin Toin. So what did Tosis do? What did Tosis do? No? Flip the Girsa. But the Riff had Rashi's Girsa. Yesh Loma, very interesting. Tarvayu Isnu. They're both right. The Hacha Koi Aleficha Kosvin. Lomar Shoedim Kosvin Afapishalo Nisbaralem Kate said Asawadayonim. Why did they write it? The fish ain't choshin libezdin towin. So that's why Rabosai, that's why they're able to write, because they're not afraid of a bezdin towin. Not afraid of bezdin towin. For Hossam in Baba Basra, Koi Ayin Cholz Namakem Akirin. Why? Shem Dekasava Rava, the Beidina Basa Beidina Lo Daiki. That's a Mefurish Gemara in Baba Basra Kuflam Ches. The Riff quotes right over here. Vishema Yavou Bezin Achron Litos Achara Rishonin. Velo Madlo Cholz Elam Kenikiru. Vyismucho Alea Viatirua. The Ficha Ayin Cholz Namakem Akirin. What does that mean? That means that Bezin is not going to make a mistake and rely on Edim. So we're not afraid of a Bezin Toin to rely upon Edim. If they wrote it and didn't put in Vishnah Medinu, that we're not going to be afraid about. But we're afraid of Bezin B relying on Bezin A. And assume that Bezin A did a Hakara. Where perhaps Bezin A, in fact, did not do a Hakara. That's how you reconcile the Stira within our Girsa. And he quotes a kasha from a Gemara in Kiddushin. The person said, I'm the one who married your daughter. So the Gemara wants says, ain't it's Neman Litan get to give the daughter to give it to the guy said, I was Makadish my daughter, I don't know who to whom. And then the white knight walks into Bezdin, he can give the get. But he why? Ain't Adam Chol Devalolo? He's not gonna sin if he has no benefit from it. If that's the case, so the question becomes, so why did he need a car over here? Why? Would a guy sin for no reason? Depends on the reason. Shlomo. Tohasam leka lemecha shlemidi. Why? Somebody else comes later and says, I'm the one who's Makadashir, he's believed. So therefore, ain't Makalf in the Sats of the Choshen Shem Yavo Baal Yaretz. And the real one's going to walk in and he's going to look foolish. Avalocha ain't a Yavim Yochol Kalkala. The real Yavim can't ruin it. Why? The Shiyavah Vyoma, and you, I'm the real brother in law. Meimar Amri, who ba'atzmo ha'nechlatz, o ach acher, ho'yalo shecholatz. Maybe it's another brother. Hilka Choshen, as you all said, Shemba kiven echad ha'edim k'dei l'potra b'shi yisena b'mokom acher. Ah, what's he going to gain? He's a wise guy. Not just going to pay him off for the $100. She'll pay him off for the whole life. Let's chaz her again. Her husband died. Her husband was Reuben at Tzadik died. Shimon HaRasha will not give her chlitza. She falls in love with Levi. Could not fall in love with Levi. The problem is, she says, what about Shimon? No problem, I'll pull a fast one. Levi will come into Bez and claim his Shimon. Go through the chalitza process. And she'll go far away with a piece of paper and marry Levi. Oh my goodness. Lefichach ein choltim, elam kein makirin. Unbelievable. Wow. You wouldn't have thought of that one, would you? But okay, we have to be careful about all kinds of things. Oh. Rabosai. Yeah. What I wanted to do is talk about other inyanim, which are very important, and I wanted to finish Kuvav HaMadav today, but I think that I owe you some extra chizuk, since I'll be on last Thursday, talk a little bit more about the sikkum and Shalom Bayis inyanim. So I'll have no choice but to stop here in these inyanim. Bli Neder, on Sunday, we'll start 11:30, B'siyata D'Shemaya, with a few wrap-ups of these inyanim. There's a base mayor in Sinukuf Samach Tes I wanted to talk about. I'm going to Pirish Seder Chalitza that I asked you to see a little bit, and a little more of Aflamat Testament base. And then we'll start Kuvav HaMadav Amid Beis. We'll finish Kuvav HaMadav. We'll all do it in one shiur. And I think I can do it within the time constraint. I really think I can do it. I think, because you see the Amid Beis is not so dense. At least hopefully we'll be able to do it. And hopefully Monday, we'll start the Chazara. Mitzvah Shem, a week from today, being Lag BaOmer, is the day of the Bchinis. And our trusted assistant, Dovi, will make appointments for Thursday. I prefer seeing in pairs. Mitzvah Harusa, whatever else works, it works. I'm available basically the whole day. Is that the on for Tuesday, that lunch, or that's off?
I think because the finals.
No one's interested in lunch. Okay, no more lunch. Okay, good. Good. There'll be Torah without Kemach. Okay, boss. Good. Speaking of Kemach, though, we were paying some Kemach from Mesudas Smith. So, everyone wants Kemach, pass it around, please.
There's more down there.
There's more there. More where this came from. Feel free. On both sides, we spent quite a number of schmoozing on Thursdays.
What?
Looking at this. Sorry?
He's asking a question.
Okay. This is a beautiful kuntres, Yodata Kishalom Aholecha, by Rav Chaim Friedlander Zatzal. Was the Mishkiach in Ponovich. This new edition came out already 10 years ago. We spent quite a few hours on this discussion. And we spoke, if you recall, we spoke 2 weeks ago, no? Last Thursday. What happened last Thursday? Oh, it's Yom HaTzmut. Anyway, we skipped it for some reason. Okay, I apologize. We had other things to spoke about. Yon of the Yom. So I think we ended up, if I'm not mistaken, by quoting Rabbi Dessler, that Shammai was the one who said, "Having mekabel kolonim." Thank you. Pesev upon him yofos. Shammai said that. His mikra din, you required. Rabbi Shmuel Salanter's story. I passed him the street of Yom Kippur. Why should I suffer? You don't smile because you have cheres adin. If you recall, so you have to smile at your wife all the time. And he quotes here this Maimar Chazal that Rav Friedlander quotes towards the very end of the Sefer, Rav Osai. I'm reading out from page Nun. The Sefer ends page Samachay. Try to finish up these 16 pages in less than 16 minutes. Try our best. This is how Rav Volba Chazal starts the Sefer. But the Maimar Chazal and the Pasuk in Echa Tov LaGever Ki Yisa Ol Ben Urav Ol Isha. What do you mean it's good for a man? What's good? Because you learn the Mida Chashuva of Nesias Olim Chaveru. That's Tov. You should try always to help another individual, any individual who's under a certain burden, is supposed to help lighten the burden. And the example given, Ol Ben Urav is Ol Isha. As we mentioned already before, Hesa Ani Imach, Mistakel ba'atzvacha kilo ata ani. Moshe b'lom chavero. Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayar b'siv losam. Nosan eina v'libo lios meitzer aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu lived in the life, fancy lifestyle in the palace. And he was able to feel as if he were working. There's no alternative to be Moshe b'lom chavero unless you put yourself in another person's shoes. It certainly applies with respect to your wife. And it should be like your right hand and your left hand. As Rav Arya Levine said famously, he came to a doctor with his wife, HaRegel Shalanu Koevet. Our foot hurts. That's an amazing statement. It's an amazing statement. So you have to, you know, as I said before, eye contact. You have to look at her. That's the first thing. Some people don't even do that. It's terrible. And you have to look at things from her perspective. As we said, how much chashiva does she give to it? Whether the picture should be on this wall or on that wall, you couldn't care less. No, you look through her eyes. And more than that, eino velibo, Rashi says, your heart. I don't mean in this romantic sense of Hollywood. I mean, I'm talking about for real, not Hollywood, for real. You should feel her pain. This is so important. This is the essence of marriage. The essence of marriage. A wife expects her husband to feel the burden that she carries. Often it involves the house, it involves the children. If she goes to work, it's a triple burden that she's carrying. And he should help her out. If she works hard, and all her hard work doesn't interest him at all, it's a disaster. Disaster. You have to be interested in what she's interested in. He tells a story when the Stiple of Zatzal passed away. He says the Stiple was a masvid otzum v'noira. Reb Chaim Pinevsky was a masvid, right? The Stiple was no less a masvid. And in telling stories, he used to come home late at night, and his wife fell asleep. But she was so tired, raising the children, etc., she didn't wash the dishes. And the Stipler knew that his wife was a very meticulous housewife. So he, the Stipler, washed the dishes. That's a story they tell in one of the other Kutraisim. A guy came to Reb Shlomo Zalman the day of his wedding for Hadrocha, you know, in marriage. Reb Shlomo Zalman made a point of talking to him while he was washing the dishes. Can you imagine that? He's giving him, hey man, you know, my name is Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I'm like one of the considered, I'm one of the Gedolim cards. You know, I'm washing my wife's dishes. Rabbi Sai, you wash dishes though? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. You have to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. You have to feel her emotional needs. Her emotional needs. You have to help her with the emotional needs. She asked him to escort her on visits to her relatives or friends. And you're a big masvid, you don't want to go. Don't be such a big masvid. Go. 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 Go, 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 go. You have to understand, Rav Osai, that you have responsibilities towards your wife. Now, it's true that the woman notwithstanding her position in life outside the house, wants that the man should be the Baal HaBayis. It's not just Achashverosh who said, Leos Kolish Sora Bevesa. This is what the woman herself wants. That's what she wants. She wants to be an Ezer Kenegdo. When she asks him questions, he should try to give an answer. Shouldn't think you're doing your wife a favor and say, do whatever you want. You're not doing her a favor. She wants you to give an opinion. Certainly when it comes to spiritual matters, Rebbe Osai. Because you know, when you were a yeshiva bacha, you're a machmir. Machmir here, machmir there. What's the difference? Who cares? Once you're a married man, you can't go that way. And Hilchos neither for sure not. I was once zeicha to be in Rav Moshe's house, once in my life. Sanita Shaila. And he told me, in Hilchos neither you're not allowed to be a machmir more than this. Be machmir Hilchos Shabbos and Kashrus, it's a big deal. But the same is true of all Shilas which relate to the household. When you're in yeshiva bach, you always on the chum and everything. Now you have to tell your wife, asamunta. You can just say, it's your job to look it up yourself and to find the rough to ask with a one word answer. He said, there are people who are always in doubt and they lack the mechapsim es achumrus. We know many such people. Says a Friedlander, who was in Panevish Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, a city famous for these things. Says Panevish Mashkiach, his nagus zu ein mekoma babayis. You want to do it in the Yeshiva dormitory as a bacha, this medrash, fine, not in the house. Ein lahachmer lacherim, v'lo alcheshmen acherim. As the Pastoral Salata said, osu lahader alcheshmen azulas. Certainly on the cheshmen of your wife. Even women who have very high positions outside the house, principals of schools, he didn't talk about doctors and lawyers, okay, yeah, they want in the house, the husband should be the one to see things through. Talks about money. I already told you my position on money. I'll repeat it one more time. There's a whole page in it. I'm going to give you six words. He earns it, she spends it. Advice, that's all. There's no problem. As long as she's capable, which most women know how to do it. He has a case. Once in a while. Let her do everything. If she's not, no. So you have to chip in a little bit, but you still give her, don't try to control her purse strings, chas v'shalom. It's important, Rabbi Osai, to give her emotional support. She'era doesn't just mean food. It doesn't just even mean physical support. It means Emotional support. She wants her husband to give her spiritual food. You know, a Dvar Torah, something you heard from the rabbi in the shul, or the rabbi in the yeshiva, as the case may be. Prepare good things for the Shabbos table. And he quotes here from his colleague, Rav Volba, in his kuntres, which obviously preceded his kuntres. You know, we often alternate years. He says, he quotes the Aruch HaShem of the Rosh. You have to speak the Dvar Torah at the table and guide your wife and family in the proper way. And don't you ever, chas v'chalila, allow the woman's desire at the husband, be a sorer, bebeso, to chalila, to go beyond the line, to exploit your so-called position of power and try to control a woman. Rahman al-Itslan. I've seen it too many times. Too many times. Chas v'shalom. This exploitation. I'm using the word, I'm saying it up front, it's abuse. It's a form of abuse. Very careful. Very careful. Chalila v'chas is dangerous. Famous Gemara is Masechta Ksubos. A person came back late from the Shiva, he came back whatever Yom Kippur, he didn't come, whatever happened, and the tear came down from his wife's eye, and the guy died. Frank of Chaim Shmuel Levitz, it's better for the wife, now she's an almana. So Chaim has his famous answer in more than one place. Answer of Chaim like this, it's an absolute halacha. Chok Ruchani, he calls it. Onesh Ona Bomiyad. Chalila V'chas. A Pegir Ben Ama Chavero is Eish Sarif, Rav Chaim said. Puts his hand in the fire. He didn't mean to do it. He got burned anyway. That's the same as, you know, Shul Bechana and Penina. Famous Shmuz. L'shem Shemayim Yiskavna. She wanted to get Chana all riled up to daven better. She lost all the kids, but she met L'shem Shemayim. Put your hand in the fire, L'shem Shemayim, you get burned. So too, if a person not careful, take care of his wife, not to cause a Chalila to cry. They cry on their own, but you can't be the cause of their tears. Try to ask for forgiveness whenever it's possible. Finally, since my time is about up, his siyum, the last few pages, he has a siyum. And he says, Rav Osai, I've said it many times, the house is a laboratory for midas hachesed. He calls it Beis Sefer Lachesed. If the rule is Ani Ayircha Kodmin, Kavachomi, your wife, Mipsocho Tesalein, Poskin Yishayas, after of Yom Kippur, there's no one closer than your own wife. You're much greater. Look what he writes over here. And I've said this before, I'm reading it from his word. We sometimes see what he calls a Tofa'a Muzara, a strange phenomena. A person does chesed with tremendous mysterious nefesh and everybody outside. And his wife has complaints. She doesn't treat me properly. He thinks it's more important to do mitzvah chesed for others. Wrong! What do they say? Charity begins at home, the American expression? But certainly true that chesed begins at home. That's the home is a laboratory for a lifetime of chesed, of giving. So we started this whole thing with giving, not taking. You have to have what he calls here a ruach tova, what I call a generosity of spirit. And my wife and I often tell this Gemara, Sanhedrin of Zainam and Alf. I'll read you the Hebrew from Rashi. Kishavaseinu hoisa aza benil the ishti. When my wife and I had a strong love, al rocha vasayif hayinu shofim shneinu. We could both fit on the blade of a knife. Pretty narrow. Pretty narrow. Achshav shein avaseinu aza mita shel shishim amos lo maspik olam. It's a Gemara. Gemara's giving an example of Hashem and Am Yisrael, but it's referring to a married couple. We should try to avoid disputes with generosity of spirit, as we say in the Shema Brothers. Ava v'yachva v'shalom v'reis. It's for real, not just a song. For real. This is called Gemilus Chasadim Begufo, with a smile, with a good word, mamish. A person who's involved with his wife, including the stipula said, this is the stipula speaking, physical contact, you shouldn't think it's going to cause him to get involved too much in taiva. To the contrary, it brings him to kedusha. It's the mitzvah sasei of alachta bedrachov, ma'urachem avatorachem. Physical contact, quotes the Tel Zerov, who said that Yaakov Avinu had to hug his grandchildren and kiss his grandchildren, just to establish that connection. That's what that was required. That's part of the connection of husband and wife. We're not ashamed to say it. It's part of it, absolutely. Gemilas chetzah shebegufo. We should all be mispalo, each and every one of us in this room, those who were single, those who were married a short time, those who were married a long time, we should daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should give us the bracha of Shalom Bais. This is the ultimate bracha that the Kadosh Baruch Hu can give a couple. Lo motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machzik Bracha Ela HaShalom. If it's true of Shalom between Klal Yisrael and the nations, and within the various parts of Klal Yisrael, and within the various parts of a particular community and of a family, how much more so the closest possible relationship of husband and wife. We should all be zochah to this bracha. Amen v'yom. Shabbos to one and all. Please partake.